And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Celebrating Halloween, it's always appropriate to do something scary, but I'd like to bring in one of the scariest people I know. He's one of my favorite people, Roger Naylor, hiker extraordinaire and author, knows Arizona probably better than I do, has written plenty of books about enjoying Arizona, and you've got a couple great ones. Roger, thanks a billion for taking time to join us.
It's always a pleasure to chat with you, and I miss, not getting too often enough. This has been such a strange year that, it seems like it's easy to lose touch with old friends, and that's a bad thing to do. I always like to hear from you and chat with you guys, so it's my pleasure.
Well, it was about a month ago I saw that your book for Arizona State Parks won the 2020 New Mexico Arizona Book Award for travel. Congratulations for that.
Well, thank you. That was a very nice surprise. That they normally have a banquet and everything, but they didn't do that this year, where they hand out the awards and stuff, but they just sent us a little notice in the mail. So I was very honored to do that, to receive that, the best travel book in Arizona. I thought that was it really meant something to me, especially for that book, for Arizona State Parks, because it was sort of an unusual travel book, and there's so many great travel books out there, but I really wanted to kind of focus attention on these little hidden gems that we have around the state. And I tried to capture the scenery, the history, the geology, the seasons of Arizona, all contained within those nearly three dozen state parks that we have dotting the landscape around us, and I think it turned, especially this year, they've turned out to be so important to so many of us. Where we can't travel as much as we can, it's nice to have those nearby parks, those little local parks that we can get away to.
Amen. Speaking with Roger Naylor, Arizona hiker and author extraordinaire, about his book, Arizona State Parks, that just won the 2020 New Mexico Arizona Book Award for Travel. It's a book where Roger actually visits every state park in Arizona and puts together a little template at each chapter of what you can find in and about the immediate area. Roger, share two of your favorite state parks. I know it's tough, but two, just two.
Well, Dead Horse Ranch State Park is always my favorite because it's my local park. In fact, I was hiking there this morning. I'm hiking there just about every day that I'm in town. So that's always my favorite in the Cottonwood area. And I include, like you said, not just the information about the park, the stretch of Verde River that flows through it, the beautiful lagoons for fishing or boating or just walking around the limestone hills that with the great views of the Sedona Red Rocks off in the distance and the Mingus Mountain on the other side, all the 20-plus miles of trails, the camping cabins, the campground itself, all that stuff. If you're coming up to visit me, I want you to know about all the other cool stuff around. So I include the attractions like Old Town Cottonwood, the Verde Valley Wine Trail, the Verde Canyon Railroad, the Clemenceau Museum, Touzigoot National Monument. All that's within about 2 miles of Dead Horse Ranch State Park. So that's the thing about the state parks, is they're so connected to the community, and I want you to explore that community a little bit and support some of those businesses, see some of those sites while you're in that area. So Dead Horse Ranch is always my favorite.
Good one.
Of other ones, that I really, really love, or one of them that I have just come to love in more recent years is Cattail Cove.
Okay.
Out on the west coast of Arizona. Because it's just this perfect combination of white sandy beaches with some palm trees, and you can just relax on the beach, you can swim, you can boat, and yet then they've got like a great little system of hiking trails off into the desert there. There's one that takes you kind of through a little mini slot canyon, and you climb up on these barren desert hills, and it looks like you're kind of in the middle of nowhere, and you top out, and here's Lake Havasu, just sparkling below you and stuff. It's just this wonderful Arizona experience. stuff. So I've really come to enjoy and appreciate the West Coast parks a lot, especially this time of year, because it's such a great time. You know, the weather's still just beautiful there. It's not scorching, but all the summer boaters have gone home. The snowbirds haven't arrived yet, and the parks are just, they're nice and kind of quiet. It's just great for hiking, camping, whatever you want to do. So that's another one that I really love. Everybody needs to tour Karchner Caverns down in the southeastern corner of the state. It's just a spectacular sight. And they've got some great camping cabins there, too. So you can go spend the night down around Benson there in the cabin. Take both tours through the caves if you'd like. Do some hiking on those trails. So those are a couple of parks that you don't want to miss. But there's so many great ones. Each of them have something to offer.
I think the camping cabins they started erecting in the state parks about 8 or 9 or 10 years ago is just absolutely genius.
It really is, because, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, like I used to love to camp. And now that I'm an old guy, I don't like sleeping on the ground so much. So it's nice to just be able to roll in. All I need is my sleeping bag. And they've got you get a cabin. They've got the beds. They've got the electricity. They've got the lights, the heat, the air conditioning. All you need is the linens. I just bring my sleeping bag, stretch out on the on one of the little beds, and comfortable as can be. You've got a little porch there, each of the cabins. It's just great. It's just really comfortable, perfect for families, because just
it
about
is.
All the cabins have a queen bed, a couple twin beds, so.
I just thought it was absolutely genius when they started putting those up. We're talking with Roger Naylor about his book, Arizona State Parks, A Guide to Amazing Places in the Grand Canyon State. You just heard Roger talk about three of the state parks, three of 20, right?
Well, there's actually 29 state parks.
29.
And three state natural areas, so 32 total.
It's a great book, folks. It makes a it makes a great Arizona bucket list. Get it? And just start checking them off as you hit each one of them. But that's not the only book he's got. How about Boots and Burgers?
That's one of my that one's always my personal favorite. What else do you need? Boots and Burgers, an Arizona guide for hungry hikers. It's just you get out and you hike for a few miles, and then you go grab a nearby juicy burger, a little diner. That's the best day there is, as far as I'm concerned. So that's always one of my it's always my favorite book, and I think it's a great guide to around the state, because again the hiking trails, places to eat, they cover the entire state, and I give you a lot of information about again some of the communities and towns with that one.
I love that book, and I have used it as my personal bucket list. And that's how we found Jennifer's favorite restaurant in all of Arizona. Up in
Which one's that?
Up in Flagstaff is Satchmo's.
Oh, that's a great place. Man, I love eating there.
Oh, man, that's good barbecue right there, partner. I'll tell you that, man.
No kidding. Great barbecue and great Cajun food.
That's right.
A great combination that is.
That is.
I don't know why there's not a Satchmo's in every town.
So it's Boots and Burgers, it's Arizona State Parks, a brand new book, Arizona Scenic Roads and Hikes. Brand new, hot off the press. Is the ink even dry?
Barely. It just came out on October 15th was the official release date. It's also out from the University of New Mexico Press, so we'll see if this can take an award next year or something. But this one is a great one. It's Unforgettable Journeys in the Grand Canyon State. I feature all 27 of Arizona's state-designated scenic and historic roads, including five national scenic byways.
There he goes, sharing all my secret spots.
I'm sorry.
There he goes again.
The drives are arranged by region and include starting and ending points, mileage photos, full descriptions, and suggestions on locally owned places eat and sleep. I always want to make sure you're fed.
That's right.
When you're out on one of these adventures. And again, I think this one is sort of the book that we've been craving. It's coming at a time when, you know, a lot of us have been cooped up or not able to get out as much as we'd like, and still maybe not feeling safe enough to travel far. But what's better and safer than just taking a local scenic drive? And then you can hike a couple of trails, nice lonely trails, while you're at it. If you want to pack your food, if you want to camp, you don't have to encounter anybody.
Absolutely. And a good friend of mine is actually serving as the manager of Tonto and Prescott National Forest just currently right now.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And he was saying, Rosie, the forest has never seen the user activity that we've seen the last 3 or 4 months. And I would just, and I know you're with me on this, Roger, I would just encourage people, with that much increased use, use your head. It breaks my heart to go to some of these places and see folks that aren't accustomed to camping or picnicking not leaving the area as clean as they found it. Drives me absolutely nuts. You ran up an article on the 5 best fall hikes in Arizona.
I think fall is the perfect time to be hiking in Arizona because there's just no place, no corner of the state that's not off limits yet. It's still too early for the snow. The temperatures have cooled down in the desert. You can go just about anywhere, and it's great, and that's what I wanted to do with that story, show you some hikes in all corners of the state, from the Cochise Stronghold down in the Dragoon Mountains, up to hiking in the Joshua Tree Forest around Dolan Springs, a nice little Red Rock hike in Sedona that a lot of people don't know about, and some others are a beautiful one around Watson Lake in Prescott that's perfect any time of year, but it's especially beautiful in fall. So that's what I wanted to do with that story, just encourage people to, get out when you can safely and explore this beautiful state.
Roger, we've talked about just a few of your books and the article that you write for the Arizona Republic. I know we've piqued the interest of a lot of people, and they want to, who is this Roger Nader? How can I get a hold of his books? How can I put a GPS on him? How can I find out more about Roger? How would we do that, Roger?
Well, you just go to my website, rogernader.com. You can order my books from there, and every book I send out is assigned the book. I sign each copy that goes out. And that's also where you can connect with my Facebook page and Twitter page. And both of those are just Arizona travel pages. There's no politics, no religion, no anything. It's just all about the beauty of Arizona, where I'm hiking, where I'm eating, some of the places to explore, posting my articles, letting you know when I'm doing a Zoom talk about my new book, Arizona Scenic Roads and Hikes, or any of that stuff. But just go to rogernader.com and you can kind of keep tabs on me.
Roger Naylor, helping us here at Rosie on the House spread the big word, the good word, about the great state of Arizona.